First one, we're going to open our Bible and we're going to read from Micah 6, 8. And it goes something like this. He has shown you, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you but to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. And that's the word today.
Amen.
Nzambe totondi yo mpona ngonga oyo yo permete tokutana awa biso bana classe toyeba se toyoza parole na yo toyebi oza na kati ya présence na biso eke biso toza rekonnaissant mpona soza tous les jours avec biso nzambe tozokumisa awa parce que yo pesi biso vie po biso tokotele eloko te toyebi na ngonga oyo molimo osantuma oyo eza na biso e totondi yo parce que yo permetre ke ezala na biso tika yo moma oyo ezala moma moko bolamu mpona biso ya koyamba oyo ezouta na mosali na yo et que tirer votre amour au amour au centre de la quatrième mité manabiso na kombo ya Yesu to bonde li bongo. Amen.
Amen. Am I looking at any blessed people this morning?
Yes.
Anybody blessed?
Yes.
Yes? No?
Yes.
You're alive.
Let's see.
this nation.
Amen.
And we just want to sing to him this morning, you are God of the city.
Amen.
Lord, we want to be a part of the transformation of lives, of of our own lives first, and then to others. We bless you this morning. It's in Jesus' name.
One of the awesome privileges that we have in the body of Christ is to be able to come to the Lord's table and to take of his bread and drink of the wine, which is a representation of his blood that was shed for us at Calvary. How many know that without the sacrificial death of Christ, there would be no salvation? Amen?
Amen.
And how many are glad today that there was the body and the blood of our Lord? Amen?
Amen.
Because of Jesus, we have everlasting life. And as we begin our journey this year and this semester today, we want to dedicate ourselves afresh. And so we're going to do that as a community, as a family now, by partaking of the Lord's Supper. So bow your heads with me for a word of prayer and hear the word of the Lord. Father God, thank you this morning for this awesome family. Thank you that you've given us yet another semester. We come now, Lord, to commit our lives to you afresh and say, God, here we are. Use us in this city. We are blessed, as the ensemble said, oh God, going out and coming in, but we just want to say thank you. So before we hit the ground running, before we start with our various assignments and club projects and mission projects and homework and papers and sporting activities, we say, here we are, oh God. Use us today. Use us this semester for your honor and your glory. And Lord, forgive us if we wronged our neighbor. Forgive us if we have not been sensitive to the needs around us. Forgive us, Lord, for our misbehavior. Wash us clean from our sins. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The Bible says that the night in which Jesus was betrayed, he took bread, he gave thanks, and he said, take me, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. And then likewise, also after dinner, he took the cup and said, this cup represents the new covenant in my blood. Say, new covenant.
New covenant.
Which has been shed for you. Behold, I will not drink it again until I am with you in the kingdom. Amen. Isn't that going to be cool to eat bread with Jesus? And as he's breaking bread with us in the kingdom, we're going to remember that we kept the covenant while we were here on earth. Tell somebody, that's going to be some mighty good bread.
Yeah.
We're going to come right now as a pastor. Here's what I'm going to ask you to do so you don't trample on one another, all right?
night in which Jesus was betrayed, he looked forward to the new covenant. They said, take, eat, this represents my body, which will be broken for you. Let us, first open them together. I'm sorry, you guys. Amen. When you open it, hold it up for me. That way I'll know you're... Help your neighbor, too, if you see them struggling. All right. Say with me, this represents the body of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Let's eat together. And likewise, after dinner, he took the cup and he passed it among them. He said, this represents my blood, which is shed for you in the new covenant. Would you say with me, this represents the blood of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Let's drink together. And all God's people said amen. Turn to your neighbor and said, I'll be glad to see you in heaven. Amen. Let's stand for our next worship song and worship together as a family.
How many of you know and truly believe that we serve a great God?
Yes.
He's a great God. He's our King, but he's also our friend.
Yes.
He's a great God. Sing it with us this morning. How great is our God?
The splendor of the King. Thank you.
You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. In the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 25, the Bible says, "Then the king will say to those on his right hand, 'Come, you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me.'" Jesus clearly advises the church in the scriptures to do justly, to love mercy, to love your neighbor, and to live with them. And I believe it's been said there's over 2,000 verses in the scripture that talk about working with the poor, serving the poor, and loving the justice of God. And while we're here on earth, family, as God's leaders, his missionaries, his hands and his feet on earth, we're called to live out the compassion of God on the earth. And right now, we want to introduce to you, right in our own backyard, a group of people, our brothers, our sisters, our neighbors, that are in need for us to minister to them as the Word of God has just declared. I'm going to show you this piece, and afterward we're going to come back and pray how we can get involved and help in our own backyard. You know, God always invites you in earth to join him in what he's doing. He always first reveals to you the need, and then he sends you the word, and the word verifies that that's what he wants you to do in the earth. And then it's up to you to do one or two things: obey or disobey. And I want to caution us today as believers and those who have grown up in the church to know that disobedience is costly to us as children of God. Amen. So it is literally a sin to disobey God. So when God reveals something to you and invites you to join him in what he's doing in the earth, it behooves the child of God to get into action and obey, to get engaged with what that need is. If you're listening, say amen.
Amen.
All right. Thank you, Brother Darren. Would you roll that for us?
Prepare for the first meeting you have to make up to you.
There's one very special series. It's a picture of Santo Antonio Gabin holding on to the sides of the end of a real cup. I was laying on top of the adjoining box cup, looking straight down. Took one picture, and then he opened his mouth. The emotion came directly to the end, into my heart, into my soul.
Right. And after he kept that looking at me, he said,
My brothers and my sisters, hear again the word of the Lord. Then the king will say to those on his right hand, come, you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me. The clarion call to join God in what he's doing in the earth is being lived or actually shown to us every day. This year in the Office of Spiritual Formation, we're going to have several wonderful opportunities for you to engage and really see the heart of God at work. We want to leave you today with this challenge to be prepared to obey the call when it comes. Our sister is here among us. Come on down, Krista. Krista is getting ready to go to Tanzania for a study abroad program. She served last year on the mission field. We're going to pray for her this morning as she gets ready to leave. And I'm going to ask, come on up, let's give her a hand, amen. If there's anybody out there that wants to come and stand with Krista in prayer for her trip, come on quickly at this time. Come on quickly at this time. Come on, ensemble, and give us some departing music. Will the rest of you please stand? Sister Karen and Sister Dina, I'm going to ask that Sister Karen, you open, and Sister Dina, you close. And all the family, we just kind of point your hands this way at our daughter. She's kind of short, so let's make sure you bring it down a little bit, all right?
Hallelujah. Shall we pray? Eternal God, we bow before you in great humility and adoration for who you are in our lives. We thank you for the sending of your daughter forth. Yes. At this time, at this season, we pray that her inner beings, dear Lord, will be strengthened, that the Spirit of the Lord will guide her path as she goes to be in community with the people of another country. Lord God, we pray that she will become one who is a light, who is also transformed in their midst as she brings and hears the good news of Jesus Christ that has already taken place in the hearts and minds of the people. Encourage her, dear Lord. Let her know that she is not alone as she travels. And may those of us who support her here as her FPU community and family remember to pray always for your presence there in Tanzania.
Lord, I pray for Krista and her family, Lord, her family as they stay here and continue their work in our valley. I pray for your peace just to set in their hearts.
Yes, yes,
Lord, I pray
yes.
for her as she travels, as she's welcomed into
Hallelujah.
Tanzania, Africa.
Hallelujah, yes, Lord.
And her work there, her time there would be just so special that you would be found, Lord, in the most incredible opportunities
Hallelujah.
That she will encounter.
Yes, yes.
And Lord, that joy and that peace and that love will be experiences that she will embrace throughout her time there. Thank you, Jesus, for the opportunity to go across the world and find you,
yes.
and take you, and discover you.
Yes, yes,
Thank
yes.
Thank you, Jesus, in your name we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen.
If you are here today, we're getting ready to depart, and you say, Pastor, I have worship gifts, and I want to be a part of the worship experience this year at this college. This afternoon at 1 o'clock in SC-122, we're gathering the worshiping community. And we're going to come together and see what God is saying to us. We want you to be a part. We want you to be a part of this worship experience. So come, 1 o'clock to 3 o'clock, SC-122. Bring your gifts, and let's pray that God will use us. Go in peace. Give somebody a hug. Tell them you love them.